This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reformation of the Mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the outstanding pleasures for a believer is meeting his Lord on the Day of Judgment. There are many verses, there are many traditions and ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam that point to this reality. Verse number 110 of chapter 9 of the Holy Quran says, whoever hopes to meet his Lord, he should do good deeds and not join anyone in the service of his Lord. This clearly implies that if anyone joins a partner with Allah while he or she does a good deed, they will not get the pleasure of meeting Allah on the Day of Judgment. What a loss! So you did that good deed, you went through all the hardship of performing that good deed, but since you had partners in your mind, partners of Allah in your mind, right? This good deed is not going to benefit you on the Day of Judgment. You may ask, how does one join partner with Allah while he or she does a good deed? Well, let's turn towards Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, who has a response for us. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when somebody does a righteous work, not for the sake of Allah, but for self-praise, so that the people may hear of it, he has fallen into shirk, polytheism. See, this is why a good deed, when carried out for other than Allah, is not going to benefit us on the Day of Judgment. This good deed, as a matter of fact, is of no use. So all that trouble I went through to perform this good deed is useless now. All because of what? Because our mindset was not right. Because we need a focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our intentions when we perform these deeds. And for this, we require reformation of the mind. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing reformation of the mind and we are talking meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we are doing good actions for the sake of Allah in the light of the holy verse of the Holy Quran. Now, unfortunately, there are some, you know, who learn traditions of religion to reap the benefits in this world. Well, learning religion is one of the best deeds one can perform in his or her lifetime. But if it is to reap the benefits of this world, then it's a very troubling area. Some desire fame in this world and hence use religion as a tool. Some other desire money and wealth in this world and hence use religion as a tool for that. What happens to such people? Have you ever wondered? Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, has said, anyone who learns the traditions of religion for the benefit of this world will not have any share in the hereafter. But anyone who learns them for the reward in the hereafter, Allah will give him in both the worlds. Subhanallah. What a beautiful tradition. And it solves a lot of confusions that people have in their minds. Sometimes we think that if we do things only for the sake of Allah, what is going to happen with me in this world? Well, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying that if we are pure in our intentions and if we are doing things for the right reason, then Allah is going to make sure that our world is also taken care of. The hereafter is definitely guaranteed, but even this dunya, we get rewarded in this world as well. This is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Look at Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. They did everything for Allah. Allah made sure that the entire world, the Muslims, the believers, they respect them. They dignify them. This is how Allah repays in this world.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.